Let me go. We've had a number of calls about this. I foresaw this idea last week when Pat Short, I thought it was hilarious actually, did a whole, now it's mainly hilarious because Pat Short is hilarious and brilliant comedian. And basically the gag was his two dogs playing around him, and one of the dogs does his business, and from out of camera, in other words, his back pocket, he takes out a Tipperary jersey, isn't it? And where's Pat from? I think Pat's Tip, so it's a Kilkenny jersey. And he wipes up the offending poo, and that's the gag. Now, apparently it was replicated on the Rose of Tralee last night. Maybe it was replicated deliberately to get coverage so they get a bigger audience again tonight, but I doubt it. They have a big audience anyway. Lorna McGuire. Lorna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What was wrong with the gag?
What was wrong with it? Well, I think it was in very, very bad taste.
You've got to explain why. You've got to explain why now.
Why?
Yes.
Well, what? I mean, to what floor? What do you use for mopping a floor?
Yeah, mop, yeah.
Or a rag, or dirt. Oh, it's dirt. I think it was there, and I was with a few friends of mine here last night, and okay, they were all...
Yeah. Okay. Now that doesn't necessarily get me anywhere, because just to explain to people,
yeah,
one of the Roses had a dog with her, hadn't she?
She had. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to explain to people. So yeah, the dog is on the stage. Dahi is interviewing her. She leaves the stage, and Dahi says, "Oh, the dog is after doing his business." And yeah, from his back pocket or whatever, he takes out a Dublin jersey to wipe up the dog.
No, Joe, you have it wrong. Okay, it's thrown up to him.
Well, tell me, Lorna, what happened? It was thrown up to him.
It was thrown up to him, and what's more, it was rehearsed. Yeah. It was thrown up from off stage, or okay, the side of the stage, or something.
Yeah.
Now, that was a great coincidence, wasn't it? That
was in other words, it was planned.
Without a doubt, it was planned. I mean, you don't have to be an Einstein to know that. And it wasn't nice, Joe. That's all I'm saying. I didn't expect to talk to you today, and it's a great pleasure to talk to you, I have to say. I listen to your programme every day, but I just wanted to register my disgust at it.
Okay, well, let me bring John Watson in. John, do you agree or disagree with Lorna McGuire?
Joe, this is Paul Haney. John Watson just rang you for me. It's Paul Haney driving the Dublin van around. We don't have a van because we're going for the five in the row.
Yeah, I know that.
We have a replica Samoa World Cup on the roof. We have a taxi sign on the roof saying the Holy Grail. We have surround sound sponsored by everybody, the Wellington pub, everything, taxi scan sound, everything. Now, last night I was watching the show myself.
Yeah.
And the girl came onto the show with a dog in her hand.
Yeah.
And she walked on the stage, and Donnie just sort of talking to her. And about a couple of seconds later, mm-hmm, he says, "Oh, don't go yet. The dog is after having a poo."
Right.
And the girl completely says, no, she says, "How can the dog have a poo and the dog is in her arm?"
Yeah, okay.
Dahi turns around to somebody in front of the audience. "Has anyone got a clot?" And next minute, someone threw up a Dublin jersey, and Donnie just opens out the jersey, and yeah, everyone to see on national television, and wipes the floor with a Dublin jersey.
So it was a joke.
Now, I know it's only banter, but yeah, I'm just here to tell you that we're going to return the favour. This Dublin van on the road now, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. It has the 2015 game, which he beat Kerry.
Yeah, I know
the
that.
2016.
We're going down
to Kerry on Friday morning, Joe. And we should reach Kerry County Board around 11:30, 11 in the van on the road. And we're going to really return that little banter favour to Kerry.
Fair,
you know what I mean? We are a bit disgusted, but we know it's banter. But other people, Dublin's going for the five in a row.
Okay,
what I mean? And if Dublin get the five in a row, it's something that, you know what I mean, we should be proud of. Kerry went for it in 1982. And when they went for it against Offaly, they were winning by 2 points or a minute ago. And Offaly got a point, and he won the game by a point. So you know what I mean? I know it's only banter in Gaelic football, but it's just
John, you don't really object.
Paul Haney.
I don't see a name, Paul Haney. But anyway, Paul.
Yeah.
Paul, I know you, Paul. Paul, so Paul, you're saying you don't really object to the joke, but you're just glad to get on Liveline to talk about how brilliant Dublin are.
100%.
Okay, good luck. Bye bye. Kathleen Walsh. Kathleen, good afternoon.
We're going to record
Kathleen
Walsh.
Kathleen, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
As if we didn't know how good, brilliant Dublin were, John. But anyway, Paul. Kathleen Walsh.
Yes, Joe.
Now, you contacted us as well.
Yes. I was watching the show last night when this happened. And to be honest, I was disgusted.
Why? But tell me, sorry, I'll let you tell me why.
I was always raised to believe that you treat your county jersey with respect. It's something to be worn with pride. It's something that not only do you treat your own county's jersey, but every county's jersey with the same respect. I'm all up for banter. I'm all up for the crack. But I think this is a step too far. You can have fun, but not with the county jersey. That would be, to me, it would be akin to taking the Irish flag and doing the same thing. And you would not do that to the Irish flag. So you don't do it. Your own county jersey or anyone else's.
Yeah, but the Irish flag is not worn as a T-shirt.
No, but it's not. But it's a symbol. The Irish flag is a symbol of your country and your pride in your country. Your jersey is a symbol. It's your flag for your county. It's your pride in your county.
All I can say is I'm looking at Twitter. Everyone is saying, get a life, get a sense of humour. It's only football. No one will die. It's good laugh.
It's only football.
No, sorry. It's. I agree. It's football. But it's not only football to the counties that are involved. It was the same with the hurling, Kilkenny and Tip, when Pat Short did it. It was disrespectful. And
it was very disrespectful.
I think
he should apologise tonight.
Well, so he probably will. That'll get even more viewers for the fantastic programme that it is. Anne Mulqueen, Anne.
Hi.
Reply, Anne.
It's my own opinion, really, Joe.
That's what most people give.
I don't think there was any malice or harm intended. And, you know, for anybody who was attended any kind of a match, be it from under 14s right up to a match in Croke Park, the amount of verbal abuse that goes on between supporters and indeed on the pitch is would put that in the shade, you know. It was a funny sketch, and I think it should be taken in the spirit that it was intended to be taken in, you know. We can take things too seriously.
And why do you think Dublin fans are so sensitive?
It's not Dublin, you know. Clare was quite sensitive in its day as well when we were heading for Croke Park. I think it's just the tension and the excitement gets to people, and nerves are a little bit raw, maybe.
Yeah, but do the Dubs feel that everyone else, the other 31 counties, are against them?
Going back?
Probably. But again, you know, when Clare went for the hurling first in 1995, we felt that kind of 31 counties plus the rest of the
does anyone, any of the Dubs there want to reply to Anne Mulqueen, who's basically saying, get a life, get a laugh?
Joe, I'd like to reply to that, Joe.
Yeah, come ahead, Paul, yeah.
Well, the story is, it's not what he done, it's what he wiped the floor with. And it is banter. Okay, it's a Dublin jersey, but at the time, we know it was a bit of banter. But to wipe the floor with a Dublin jersey, knowing that Dublin's going for the 5 in a row. So we're taking it as a banter. There's no major point in being laughed. So we're going to go down Friday morning.
Paul, are you a record that keeps repeating itself? You told me that 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but what I'm saying is he did wipe the floor with a Dublin jersey.
Yeah, well, the retaliation.
Have a Kerry jersey there.
Okay. The thing to do is for the Dublin team
return the favour
by wiping the floor with Kerry on Sunday.
On Sunday, but it's nice to go down to the county vote.
Joe, the best retaliation is the last thing for Dublin to win the match.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad.
We're going to do the 5 in a row, but we just go down for the banter down to Kerry.
Okay. Love the banter. Okay, Lorna, Paul, Kathleen, Anne, Grimalgan, 5-1-5.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Whether you're into an evening of dastardly double-crossing in a royal court or double cream on a baking show, if you subscribe to a service and watch it on a TV, then you must have a TV licence. It's the law. That's just one of the terms and conditions of life in Ireland. Other terms and conditions may include mistaking Victoria Sponge for an actual historical monarch and an unusual appreciation for baking puns like life's what you bake it. But no matter what TV you consume, if you don't have a TV licence, it's a recipe for disaster. So get one at tvlicense.ie or at any post office. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Oh, thank God I got through. Hi, listen, this is Donald from the island. We urgently need emergency supplies.
Of course, sir. Medical supplies?
Ah, no. A few hundred crates of tea bags, crisps and sausages.
The Euro Millions jackpot is an estimated 110 million euro. Play responsibly via the app, in-store or at lottery.ie. Share the dream.